Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Christina Rittenbach. She is with the Stutsman County Extension Service, and she is an agent with the NDSU Extension Service. And Christina, welcome to our show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you for taking some time and joining us here on Let's Talk About It. I'm very excited to talk about this. Growing up, family did this all the time. Preservation of food, canning, and there's some great topics that are going to be covered here coming up real soon in September. But Christina, you guys have heard a lot of requests for this, a lot of requests for information, and that's kind of the whole reason why you guys are introducing this, right?
Right. So I feel over the last few years, we've had a lot of people that have called into our office looking for information on food preservation. It really seems to be becoming more popular. And so I decided that, you know, it would be a good idea to hold these workshops to get that information out there on how to preserve food and the process for doing that.
For sure. And going along with that, it's really changed. Like, you know, a lot of people, younger people learn and it gets passed down, but a lot of things have changed when it comes to preservation, right?
Yes. So there has been a lot of research done on how to properly preserve foods, especially with canning, with water bath canning and pressure canning, because it's really more of a science, whereas cooking is kind of an art where you can play with it and change up ingredients. With canning, you have to be very careful because there is that potential for bacterial growth if it's not done properly. And so with this research that has been done, it's been shown that, you know, you need to only pressure can low acid foods, and you need to can things for a certain amount of time in order to kill that bacteria that might be in the product.
For sure.
So it really is important to be using these research tested recipes rather than maybe some of these older recipes that have passed down from generation to generation that might not be safe.
Perfect. So again, Christina Rittenbach joining us right now with NDSU Extension Service of Stutsman County. So to kind of meet that need for everything, you've got several different courses coming up here that all kind of cover the same thing, but different variations of it. And the first one here is September 4th.
Yeah. So on September 4th, we're going to be doing a workshop on the food preservation facts and myths. So we're going to go over some of those things, you know, kind of talking about some of the old practices that maybe aren't so good anymore and what we should be doing instead. And so that focuses mainly on the water bath and pressure canning, but we also do talk a little bit about freezing because that is another form of food preservation.
Right.
So we'll discuss that a little bit as well on September 4th. And then we will also prepare a salsa recipe that is suitable for freezing. This one that we're preparing is not for canning, but it can be frozen. So we'll do that as well.
Very good. And then two, which kind of have like a limit. So we need registration as soon as possible because they're filling up. All of these are filling up, but September 9th and September 16th, two different variations of that, right?
Yes. So on September 9th, then we have the water bath canning. And so that's going to be with our fruit products. High acid foods are suitable for water bath canning. And so we're going to be doing a grape jelly on that night. And yes, we have limited stove space. Mm-hmm. So we will be capping out our registration for that. So and then on the 16th, we're doing pressure canning, and we are going to be pressure canning carrots at that one. So
very good. So get registered ahead of time. The sooner the better, so they kind of have a good idea how many people are going to be there. These are all separate nights, September 4th, 9th, and 16th. And they don't have to attend every single one of them, right? If they're interested in just one, they can attend those, right?
Yep, they can attend just one or whichever ones they want. And there's also no cost. So
awesome.
Another bonus. You can just come and learn about this, and you can prepare the food and take some home, and no cost to the participants.
For sure. And then hopefully with those safer practices, then you can start that safe practice, generational passing down. And that's always really exciting to think about, too. And then one more thing with this, too, Christina. You said if these do fill up, and people are, oh, man, I missed out on this. You guys have tons of information at the office they can always stop by and get, too.
Absolutely. We have so much information. We have lots of really good publications and recipes that are safe that we can give away. And also, you know, people can just call or come in and visit with me, and I can help answer questions as well.
Very good. Christina Rittenbach again joining us right now, and Let's Talk About It. Let's Preserve hands-on free preservation workshops September 4th, 9th, and 16th. This is taking place at the NDSU Extension Service?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. It is 6 o'clock each night. And there is, looks like, an age limit on this as well.
Yes. So we are welcoming children, awesome. But they have to be at least 8 years old. And then if they're under 13, we do require a parent to accompany them.
Perfect. Very good. So keep that in mind. Christina, if people have questions, they want to register for this or they want to drop by, get that information. You want to give your phone number and ways they can contact you for that?
Absolutely. Our phone number is 252-9030. You can also check out our Facebook page, NDSU Extension Stutzman County, and we have information on there as well.
Very good. Perfect. So get signed up, get registered. Christina, anything else with this or with the extension service that you want to throw out there?
I think that's about it.
Perfect. Very good. So get registered. We want to see you guys out there. Christina, thanks for joining us on Let's Talk.
Thank you.